Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is Jun Liu and Seth Geis. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Doing well, man. Doing well.
So today we are talking about the Foundation Tabernacle Havana Seed, Connecticut, number 142 Corona. Cigar is 5 1/4 by 46. Comes out of the Tabacalera Fernandez factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Connecticut Havana Seed, number 142. Binder is Mexican San Andres. And the filler is from Nicaragua and Honduras. Blended by Nicholas Melillo, and the price point is $9. The cigar was released in December of 2018. So with all that out of the way, Jun, what is your smoking experience like?
I like the cigar. I got, like, immediately off the first draw, I got a ton of this creamy milk chocolate, sweet cedar. I also got bread, fudge. There's this, like, dank earthiness, like a barnyard kind of aspect to it. In terms of spice, you know, within the first third, it was like an accented white black pepper kind of a mix. In regards to pepper, you know, there's definitely more pepper when you retrohale the cigar, like typically within any cigar, right? And there's also increased amounts of like chocolate and that creamy bread. Finish, medium length, that black white pepper mixture on the tongue, cedar earthiness, like a soil, dirt kind of a earthiness. Strength, medium. Body medium at the first third, and then the strength kind of kicked up to like a medium full within the remaining two thirds. And as the cigar kind of progressed, it still kind of kept that same profile. There's definitely more increase in spice that gets picked up on the second third. And then within kind of last third, I started getting this like, it's like a, like tannins that kind of hit your palate, especially it's just kind of like cakes onto your palate. So it's like a, it's a kind of an odd sensation. I get a lot of that in like the one offs that we smoked, within all of those. So I got it in this as well. And in terms of spice, started kind of going towards the rear palate. I was trying to kind of, you know, in the, towards the back of the throat, but, the flavors are still good though. In terms of construction, I mean, there's really nothing to complain about. The burn was perfect. The draw was a little tight, but it was still really good.
How about you, Seth? What was your smoking experience like?
Yeah, I mean, the first third had a really nice intro. I was getting soft spices, really good stone fruit flavors, a little bit of chocolate, rich earth. I was getting some red pepper, and I was also picking up like this really like slight creaminess to it, which kind of threw me for a loop. And it was smoking like at a medium full level. Getting into the second third, more spices, stone fruit, leather, you know, this manure rich earth quality, red pepper, still smoking at a medium full. Then the final third, still sweet spices, rich earth. It's getting more like dark cherries in this third, earth, and that creaminess aspect returned. Smoked at a medium full, just, you know, complex, very rich, you know, pronounced cigar, man. What about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with spice wood, which wasn't quite cedar, and it also had like a mushroom mustiness to it. About 3/4 of an inch, and that mushroom note became a little bit more intertwined with the wood and the baking spice, which were then, you know, showing as separate notes. Retrohale had the baking spice up front, just allowed a little bit of wood to be detected in the background. Further in, the baking spice picks up a little bit. A little further in, baking spice mellows and the mushroom note increases. Retrohale was carrying an even mix of the wood, the baking spice, and the mushroom note. As the first surge wrapping up, wood gained a little bit of a toasted note. Baking spice, mushroom note kind of still stayed their levels. Strength was at the mild medium mark. Second third, toasted wood slightly turned into slightly charred wood. Baking spice, mushroom note still continuing on. A little further in, the mushroom note transitioned to just kind of a general mustiness. And then about 3/4 of an inch in, the charred wood picked up. Baking spice lightened up. Mustiness was fairly faint. Retrohale was charred wood and mustiness. 1 1/4 inch, baking spice has left the profile. Mustiness increases a little bit. Charred wood still up front. Strength bumps up to slightly below medium. And then in the final third, the mustiness increase becomes even with that charred wood. 3/4 of an inch in, a little bit of floral note joins in with the musty charred wood. Retrohale is carrying that same profile. And as the third's wrapping up, that floral note becomes a little bit more pronounced, but still kind of behind the musty charred wood note. And strength was still at that slightly below medium mark. In regards to construction, little wavy throughout. Ash held on through the first third and then held on again like 2 1/4 inch increments, so almost the rest of the way. And then in regards to the draw, it was just a little tighter than I prefer, but didn't really cause any issues with the smoking experience. So June, overall, what were your thoughts on this one?
I liked it definitely more than you guys did, way more than you guys did. you know, I would definitely buy a box of these with my own money. I do want to smoke the other Vitolas first, because before this went live, we were just talking about, you know, some of the other Vitolas. So after I smoke them, I definitely like to buy a box of these. And it's interesting because I'm typically not a fan of like heavier cigars, like especially the use of different kinds of broadleaf. But you know, I thought this was really good. I thought that, you know, the flavors ranged from either like something that's really desserty and that creamy chocolate and the breadiness to having enough like, you know, spices like the white pepper, black pepper mixture, and I even got some cinnamon, you know, intermingling in there. So it kept me engaged the whole time. Not that it takes much to keep me engaged within a Corona cigar, but you know, this is a legit cigar, and I would gladly have more of this.
All right, Seth, how about you? What were your overall thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good flavor profile. You know, it's a richer stick. I mean, it's got a lot for a Corona. You know, some people just don't think that the smaller cigars do anything, but it just kind of proves that there's a lot going on with it. Really good strength and body. The construction was great. Nice draw throughout. So I really enjoyed the stick.
Yeah. I mean, I dug it. I mean, that mushroom mustiness is very prevalent, and it was identifiable. It's not like, you know, in some Davidoffs, you kind of get like hints of that mushroom mustiness or things like that. This was a lot more pronounced than that. And I like mushrooms, so I had no problem with that being in the flavor profile here. As the cigar progressed, you know, baking spice drops out, wood gains a little bit of char, a little bit of floral note in the final third, which is a nice touch. Construction is really good. I think it's a really nice addition of the Tabernacle line. The cigar didn't wow me like it did June, but I still think it was a good cigar, and I have no problem smoking more of these. Like you said, June, and we were talking before, I'm very interested in trying some different Vitolas just to see kind of which one is the sweet spot for me in the line, because I do like Coronas, but I'm just curious to see if something with a little bit of a larger ring gauge, not too crazy, but just something a little bit bigger, how that would play with this profile. So it'll be interesting to see. So getting to the scores, June, you were at the top, 8.08. Seth was next at 7.27. Then I had a 6.57. So how do you think that matched up with your experience, June?
It matched well. I mean, I give it two very goods within the flavor profile, within first, second, and last third. It doesn't happen much. So, you know, that should tell me something. Very good overall flavor profile, excellent construction coming out of AJ's factory, which is, you know, not a big surprise. This is a winner. The 808 definitely is deserving.
All right, 7.27, Seth.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good stick. I think it's even going to age. I think it's going to age well. I think it's going to settle down a little bit some. You know, I smoked a couple of the other offerings, and it's just the Toro smokes really well. It's a little bit more subtle. Corona's more pronounced, you know, especially with a wrapper, but it's really good stick. I look forward to smoking a lot more of them. What about you?
Yeah, 6.57. You know, I still think it's a good cigar, good flavor profile through the first two thirds. Final third dropped down a little bit. Really good construction. Definitely a cigar I spoke more of. So I think it's does well from our point of view. So, but yeah, like you said, I definitely want to try some other Vitolas just to kind of get a feel for what the different sizes do with the blend. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this cigar?
You know, I don't know if you guys know this. Within this wrrapper that he's using, this Connecticut 142, is this like his proprietary wrapper, or what's the deal?
Oh, yeah, okay. It's the farm's like right across the river road from like his little Connecticut.
Oh, so he grew this himself?
No, he didn't grow it. He didn't grow it, but the guy who grows it for him. He right. Gets it.
I see. No, I think what's neat about having a smaller ring gauge cigar such as this is you really get a sense of the quality of the wrapper. And I think this is pretty quality wrapper since it's so much more dominant than, you know, the thicker ring gauge cigar. So it's good. Yeah.
All right. If you just catch the video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. But also check out the full written review on the website, developmentbalance.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.